We continue on This Week in Race Baseball, and our featured guest this week is race first-year manager Kevin Cash. Kevin, now that your first year is wrapping up, what did you expect coming in? How are things similar and different to maybe what you anticipated coming into this first year?
Well, I think, you know, things are similar because it's baseball. And, you know, you go out and play baseball every day. But there were plenty of things that you didn't know what to expect coming in. I mean, you think about we're all forming new relationships, and that's a process in itself. I think we've done a really good job, the coaching staff and the players and our front office together, kind of building that foundation moving forward. So I don't know if there were a ton of things that you can say you exactly expect, but you know, it's been work, but it's been good work.
What was harder? What was more challenging maybe than you thought going into this about going from coaching to managing?
Well, probably answering the questions every night or before or after the game. You know, it's very easy at times being in that coaching role, even though there's a ton of value there. You have to be aware enough and on top of it to answer questions pre and post game. And you know, that's where, you know, you have good people around you that kind of prepare you for a lot of the questions you're going to get. So that's one thing that was, you know, tough, but I feel like we did a good job of learning kind of on the job.
How about the non-media aspect of it, though? Were there things that were harder than you anticipated?
Well, I don't think you could ever anticipate the injuries that we had throughout the course of the year. And our guys did a tremendous job of dealing with that. And that was a learning experience for all of us. And I don't think you ever want to come into a season with, you know, the 25 guys maybe you expect, or 22 of the 25 guys that you expect, and then you have a bulk of them that ultimately get injured early on or at midpoint. I mean, you have to deal with it as a club, but you know, that was tough to handle.
In terms of the big picture, you know, the fans will look at the season almost in two pieces. They'll look at 40 and 30, and they'll look at after. So as you're looking at it from 20,000 feet, what do you say is the big reason why the team got to 40 and 30, and maybe why it didn't do as well after that?
Well, I think we got off to a good start. We you know, competed really well. We had some young players that really stepped up and did a nice job. Nate Karns, Erasmo Ramirez, Alex Colome. There were some, you know, some unknowns in there of what kind of contributions we were going to get from them. Logan Forsythe becoming an everyday player really made the most of the opportunity. That helped us get off to a really good start. And then I think when we started to falter midway through the year, you know, you can probably point to a lot of different things. One night it would be pitching, one night it'd be hitting. One night it was, you know, poor decisions on my part. And you try to learn from those going forward. But there's a lot of optimism, you know, as we go forward and finish the year, that we have gotten healthier. We do have some key members of our pitching staff that have proven here over the last month that they are healthy. And it gives nothing but excitement going forward.
From a fan standpoint, there's probably games during that stretch that stick in their mind positively and negatively. What are games when you're going to think back on this 2015 season that are going to stick with you?
Well, you know, I'll give you a negative one and then some positive ones. A negative one, we lost a 4-3 ball game against the Red Sox here at home. And I think if we go back and look, that started our trend of, you know, sliding. And we you know, pride ourselves on playing clean baseball. We did not. We had too many walks that day. We didn't get, you know, we didn't move guys over when we had opportunities. And it seemed like that kind of snowballed into some losses. But then you look at the All-Star break against a very good team, and the Astros came in, and we had been on a tough spell, but we played really well, clean baseball against them, and I think it showed a lot of the character of these guys in here for what we had been through, to be able to finish up strong going into the half says a lot about the guys we have in the clubhouse.
As you look forward, what are some things that you think of that if the Rays do this better in 2016, whether it's 3, 4, 5 things that you think will – turn the page and allow this team to get back to the postseason?
Well, I, you know, that's a pretty broad question, but the things that come to my mind are we got to do a better job of hitting with runners in scoring position. Derek Shelton and the hitting coaches have done a tremendous job of getting these hitters to buy into the aggressive approach that we've seen the last 2 months. And credit the guys for doing that, because that's not an easy thing to do. Now it's like we set the table. Now we got to figure out a way to get them in. From a pitching standpoint, you know, let's try to have shutdown innings. When we go out and score runs, let's make that next half inning out there that we're going to shut it down and come back in with the lead. We can do a better job of that. And then overall base running. For our offense to really click the way it needs to, we need to do a better job of base running. And ultimately, that's on me, and we will improve that in spring training.
Obviously, there are things that occupy your mind during the course of this season. I'm curious how your day goes now in terms of managing game to game, day to day. Your predecessor said that the majority of his time was spent focusing on the bullpen and the makeup for that day, and the lineup was probably second. How is your day focused in terms of the way you prepare?
I think I'm probably right in line with what Joe Maddon's thoughts were. I mean, I don't want to speak for every manager, but the bullpen management is a huge thought process to go through every day. You got to check with the guys, see how they're feeling. You do everything you can to put them in the best matchups as possible. You do spend time on the lineup, but it's generally the later innings where you start really factoring the in-game management. And, you know, you can sit and in your mind before a game, prepare it out, but it never seems like it goes exactly as you draw it up. So that's why, you know, we're so fortunate to have really good coaches here in Jim Hickey, Tom Foley, and Derek Shelton on the bench to help with some of those decisions that kind of come out of nowhere.
You had 18 rookies play a prominent role on this team, and all of them are learning as you are. I know that you're probably as critical on yourself as anybody else, so be your own self-evaluator. What did you really like about what you did this year, and what are some things you want to change going forward?
Well, I mean, I like the fact, like we talked about earlier, that the relationships and the foundation for that has been built, and that's got to continue to evolve over time, and it will, because we've got a ton of guys that really buy into you know, being good teammates, communicating well with their staff. So I think we all take some pride in that. There's no doubt there's been some decisions in game that I've scratched my head at afterwards, and that's part of the job, and it's part of a learning process. I think you're always going to have that throughout the course of the year. The goal is just to continually to limit those amount of head-scratching decisions.
They say that a manager or a team best personifies the character of their manager or the personality. What personality do you want of your team going forward?
I wouldn't change too much of the personality. I don't know if that statement's true, but I wouldn't change too much. Our personality of this team has been pretty impressive all year long. Their effort level has been tremendous. Not one time did we ever walk in here after a loss and feel like, you know, the effort level wasn't there. And as long as we're playing hard, consistent, and staying positive, you know, those are some of the characteristics you'd like to see.
You're the youngest manager in baseball, but it also means you have a very young family. How'd your family hold up in all this? Your kids, your wife? I mean, look, you had two interviews before you got this job. You had to come across the country, settle, and then go right into everything.
Yeah, they did a great job. I'm very fortunate for my wife and the kids, how they've handled this. And, you know, being in baseball, I think a lot of our wives understand it's pretty time consuming, and you got to drop it. You know, you got to go at the drop of a hat. And we are looking forward to an off season to just kind of rest a little bit, because there wasn't much of an off season last year. But my kids, they've really enjoyed getting back in the Bay Area and just the support they've, you know, gotten from the community.
Do they get it? The kids, that is. I know your older ones are, you know, at second and third grade. Do they quite understand what daddy does and the role you're in?
The girls definitely do. JD, all he cares about is KK, Archer, and Longo. So he has no idea other than he wants to go to the field and run around and see them.
How big is the honey-do list with days before the season starts?
I've asked her not to say anything to me about any honey-do list until the season is completely over.
And in terms of baseball, can you watch the playoffs as a guy, as you want the team obviously to make it next year? I know you're a big baseball fan, but can you watch? Is it hard to watch? What's your take on that?
Oh, I personally, for me, I'd be crazy not to watch, because I think you can learn things. You can watch how the eight managers work in the playoffs, and if there's something to be gained from that, then we would be all about it. And I enjoy watching playoff baseball. Obviously, you want to be in there, but hopefully, we're in there for years to come. And if there's something you can gain from it, why not watch them?
And I want to ask you about the National League, because you haven't seen most of those teams. But you've seen the American League teams, one still to be decided on who qualifies for the last wild card. if you were to pick one team to get through from the American League, who is it?
Whew, that's a tough one. I could give you two. I think the way Toronto played in the second half, and then the Kansas City Royals being an extremely complete team, I think we'd all like to see that matchup for the AL.
Well, hopefully the Rays are one of those teams next year. Continued growth and success, and we appreciate a few minutes on This Week in Rays Baseball.
Thanks, Neil.